AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Another migrant crisis, this time in Indonesia. Boats carrying nearly 600 Bangladeshis and long-persecuted Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar washed ashore in western Indonesia, some after captains and smugglers abandoned the ships, leaving passengers to fend for themselves. Survivors say thousands more are believed to be stranded at sea. Meanwhile, Malaysian police say more than 1,000 Rohingyas and Bangladeshis have landed illegally on a beach in a northern resort island. All have been detained for processing. Saudi Arabia's King Salman is going to miss this week's meeting with Gulf state leaders in the U.S.
In a statement from the Saudi foreign minister, the summit at Camp David is happening in the middle of a humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen. A Saudi-led coalition is fighting the Houthi rebels. The king won't be at the summit, but his son will. Saudi Arabia's interior minister will lead the delegation. President Obama had planned to meet with the king one-on-one a day before the summit. The White House did not take his decision not to come as a sign of any substantial disagreement with the U.S. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Gunfire erupted on Cleveland's west side just before midnight. An Ohio emergency official says 5 people were wounded, including 1 fatally. Nebraska prison officials say 2 staff members were assaulted, 2 inmates injured, in an ongoing disturbance at the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution. Well, South Dakota was the center of weather extremes Sunday, more than a foot of snow blanketing the Black Hills to the west, a tornado damaging a small town and injuring 9 people on the eastern side of the state. State Public Safety spokesman Tony Mangan says the town hit was Delmont.
Between Sioux Falls and Mitchell, it is a small town. It is a rural community.
In Texas, a likely tornado late Sunday night hit the small city of Van, about 70 miles southeast of Dallas. This is AP Radio News. Still number one at the box office, Age of Ultron.
Nothing lasts forever.
That may be true, but so far the latest Avengers sequel continues its reign over the multiplexes. For the second weekend in a row, Avengers Age of Ultron has topped the box office list, this time taking in $77.2 million. So far the film has already salted away $312.9 million in just 10 days in theaters. That ties The Dark Knight as the second fastest film to do so. Both still trail the bounty taken in by the 2012 Avengers movie. Number 2 this weekend is Hot Pursuit. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Prince debuted a song about Baltimore at a Sunday night Rally for Peace concert in the city. Fans were dressed in gray in tribute to Freddie Gray, a man whose death in police custody prompted riots and drew international attention. At one point, Prince invited on stage Baltimore's state's attorney, who's charged 6 officers in Gray's death. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.